understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, Funky Town.
Lips Incorporated.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Glad to be here over the weekend. We're getting ready for a five-day work week. Well, except Pete. Me and Chris will be here for 5 days this week. Pete Shepherd can't handle the five-day week yet.
Can handle it, Friday.
It happens.
Going on a nice cruise for 4 days. It'll be nice. I'll be back Monday.
Oh, you're going to get coronavirus. For sure.
No, I'm not. There's more people dying from the flu every day than there are from the coronavirus.
Yeah, but there are people dying from coronavirus. Yeah, right. You're going to get it. Yeah. You got bad luck that way.
Thanks. No, I don't have bad luck that way.
Your wife will be fine, but you're going to get it.
Thanks.
Stay away from corona.
I hope I get it and pass it to you.
Speaking
no,
of,
I don't wish that.
You're not. Oh, we haven't said what you're doing. Never mind.
He just did.
I said I'm going on a cruise.
He just blurted it out. You're not going on the Princess Diamond, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Why? Is that the
because
one?
There have been That's passengers quarantined on that boat. Yeah. 14, I believe, have tested positive for coronavirus.
I didn't know the name of the boat. I knew.
Nope.
Princess
no one knew
the
that.
Diamond. The Diamond.
Okay. Drive it home.
Which I believe I've been on that cruise before.
Have you?
Done a lot of princess cruises. Yeah. When I was younger.
I did Carnival back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done a Carnival.
This is only my second one.
I've done a lot of Royal Caribbean. A lot of Royal Caribbean, one celebrity, and then a lot of princess.
How many bleeping cruises have you been on in your 30 years on this earth?
I've been on a lot of cruises.
Holy cow.
My wife's been on 13. I've been on, this will be my second.
I'd say somewhere in the ballpark of 20.
Does Pete Shepherd get seasick?
No, not at all.
Ever?
Nope.
Have you ever had rough seas in your one cruise?
Nope.
So we don't know the answer to that question.
Well, no, I've been on boats that ever. I told you, the only time was that deep sea fishing thing I went out in Cabo, and it was not because of the rough waters. It was a little rough, but nothing big. It was the fumes that I just could not. It was awful. But I stuck it up. I didn't make anybody turn around. I went down below and dry heaved for a good 5 hours. but nothing came up. No, I do not get seasick.
All right. So we got lots to talk about here today. We had a fight over the weekend. We'll talk about Chris's hospitality during the fight. We've got collective bargaining agreement news. Well, not agreement, just news.
Yeah,
it's combine week.
We've got combine week, and we are measuring body parts.
Hands, specifically.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. Because when we heard that Joe Burrow was 9 inches.
Said, good for you, Joe.
We were talking about... from his pinky tip to his thumb tip on a spread hand.
Yes, that is a different tip.
Right. Thank you for that. Time now for SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
All right. NBA tonight. Both Florida teams are in action, and they're both on the road. The Heat are in Cleveland. The Magic are in Brooklyn. I'd rather be playing where the Magic are playing. NFL Combine underway. The big story today, the small, teeny tiny hands of Joe Burrow. 9 inches, thumb to pinky. That would be the smallest hands of a first-round quarterback since 2008. It'd be tied with Ryan Tannehill and Jared Goff. And your local traffic update, no worry, guys. The Twins had a daytime spring training game today, and the Red Sox were at the Twins.
All is well. What's that called? The Mayor's Cup?
Yeah,
the Mayor's Cup. Yeah, they
play a gazillion times. And
they play a lot.
So there was no cup exchange.
There will be a cup. There will be a cup exchange.
At the end.
I don't know if it's at the end or if it's at the beginning. Don't know.
Like,
I
mean, did they exchange one today and then they'll exchange it again? I think it's a series.
I think it's a series.
I don't know. Seems like nine times at least.
Yeah, they play a lot. And it makes sense to play a lot.
Yeah, they're 5 miles apart.
That's why it would have been nice to have the Cubs in Naples, or the Braves in Naples, I'm sorry.
That almost happened.
No, we almost had the Cubs and the Braves in Naples. Yeah.
Sharing a ballpark? Or
no, I think it was the Cubs first, then the Cubs ended up leveraging Naples against Mesa, Arizona.
Really?
To get a new facility out there. Mesa bit. They got the new facility. Then the Braves, they were talking about putting it in right there, 951 east of 75.
Yeah.
When they were moving out of the Worldwide of Sport.
But they had to build a stadium?
They went Port Charlotte.
Which one's 951?
Northport.
I know my street names, but not my numbers.
Exit 101?
Oh, that's down there.
Yeah, it's down there. But it would have had to have been east of 75. They wouldn't go west.
Almost the corner of Alligator Alley.
Almost, yeah. It would have been down their way.
Okay. Very good. All right. So, yeah, Joe Burrow had his hands measured. They're small. The freak show, Tua Tagovailoa, left hand bigger than the right hand. Like 10 inches on the left hand and 9 and some small change on the right hand. That's freakishly weird. But I guess as long as the left one's bigger, since he's thrown with it, we're good to go. And that concludes our combine talk for today. Tomorrow, more three-cone drill. All right. You want to update people on what's going on with collective bargaining? Are we going to have a vote on the owner's proposal tomorrow or not?
Here it is again. Adam Schefter retweeted. This is right from the NFLPA, okay? There has been some confusion about the process governing the board of player rep vote on the proposed CBA. 3 points here below. These are three key points. This is right out of the NFLPA. The proposed CBA is sent to the full player membership for a ratification vote only if a majority of the board votes to send it to them. Two, if a majority of the board does not vote to send the proposed CBA to the full player membership, it will not be sent. And if 2/3 or more of the board votes to recommend to full player membership that the proposed CBA be ratified, it will be sent with a formal recommendation. Hmm. Now, again, when we left you on
Friday,
things were a little different. And here's when we left on Friday, on Friday it was regarded as a given that a majority vote of all players would trump whatever the board's vote may be. And now the board, as I just told you, can block a full vote if 16 or more members of the board of player reps vote no.
Hmm. All right. So we still don't have any – well, we don't know which way they're swinging. I've heard like 1/3 of the players are like, all right, we'll take a look at this 17-game deal. Others are like, no way, we're not doing it under any circumstance. So I'm really not sure which way they go. 239-337-ESPN is the phone number. Oh, hey, I want to take this call. Our friend Sean from Florida Gulf Coast, big Giants fan, said he was going to go take in the Tampa Bay Vipers this past weekend. I want to hear how his experience was. Sean, welcome. How was the weekend?
What's up?
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm sorry about that.
It's been a great weekend.
But,
did you get lucky?
It was a good game, actually. Surprisingly, the Vipers actually kept scoring, so I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
So hopefully when the Gladiators come into town, when they come to play the Vipers, I'll go watch them beat up the Vipers again.
Yeah, I'm making money
after
on the Vipers losing.
Took to the Battlehawks yesterday.
Yeah, is it a good product? Is it well, the talent level?
Oh yeah, it would. There's a lot of people there actually. A lot of people were showing up. It did good. They did good overall. Now I'd rather see them when I was watching them play to keep Young out there because he was doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't know why they changed him.
Yeah.
So maybe the Guardians can go ahead and grab him.
Well, Chris thinks that the Vipers should fire their football coach immediately.
Were fans upset?
They should. I can see why. There's some terrible tackling. Like, oh, my God. I saw one of their guys miss a sack on the Roughnecks quarterback. Like, he ran right at him and just fell.
Yeah.
It was like the worst tackle. I don't even know what it was supposed to be, but he failed to sack the quarterback.
Wow.
But overall, they did way better than they did the first 2 weeks. So it was a great game to watch. So
That's cool.
How was getting in and out easier? Obviously,
well, it should
not,
have been
not
easy.
As many fans.
You know, it wasn't too bad. It was nice, smooth. It was smooth driving up there. Was a pain because of course people can't drive on 75. But
fact, yeah, that's true.
But getting there, it wasn't too bad. We got in pretty quickly. There wasn't much problems there. Had fun with everybody else that were there. We were all making jokes. You heard other fans yelling at the players from the stands. So it was a good game of. Good experience overall.
All right. Well, as of right now, you are our unofficial XFL correspondent. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
All right. Very good. I should also point out that our pigskin picks from Friday, Pete and I went 3-1 in the XFL.
Dominating.
Chris went 2-2. We have a one-game lead over Chris. At least he's in the hunt, okay? Normally, he's eliminated by now. So let's give him his props. He's in the game. He's going to claim the 1 week where he forgot to give his picks and had Rick Church pick for him.
It's a fact. It's not a claim. It's a fact. And by the way, if you want to stick around at the end of the show, 17-10-1 year to date, you're welcome.
That's where he gives you his Skittles take tonight.
Yeah, I went 1-1 on Friday. My parlay didn't. Yeah. And one of them was good. One of them was not good on Friday. The Billikens lost. Billikens won for the first time in eight years against VCU.
Blew VCU out of the building.
But I hit on the end, but it doesn't matter. I went 1-1, but I did go 6-0, 3-0 on Saturday, 3-0 on
Sunday. Yeah, 17-10-1 and got a great NBA play tonight.
I got a great college basketball game tonight.
I'm looking forward to that from both of you.
One.
I'll collect your scraps, there's no doubt about it. Skyline said, sports? I got the Monday Blues. I need some Craig 5 o'clock hot takes.
All right, did we update our Twitter poll?
Let's do it now.
Yeah. All right, at 99.3 ESPN Radio, what is the best Girl Scouts cookie? We have 115 votes. It is close. Thin Mint with 40%. Samoa, 39.1%. And you got a bit of a drop-off. Tagalong, 11.3%.
That's the peanut butter one?
It's basically a peanut butter cup, but a cookie in the middle of it.
What's the one that looks like a Thin Mint, but it's peanut butter in it?
Yeah, that's the Tagalong.
That's the Tagalong.
No, no, he's confused. There's another thinner cookie with a peanut butter layer.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it because it's horrible, and it's the kind of thing he would like.
Oh, why? Probably
I like chocolate.
No, Tagalong. Picture a cookie with a bowl-shaped dip on the top. That's filled with peanut butter, and then the whole thing's wrapped in chocolate.
How is that not number one?
Well,
I'm a big peanut butter chocolate
guy. I ate an entire box of those yesterday. Here's the deal. We were coming out of the grocery store yesterday, and I told my wife, give me $20. And she's like looking at me sideways. I need $20. I don't have cash. I give it away all the time.
It's cash.
I need cash. I bought, because the Girl Scouts were out in force yesterday. I bought Tagalongs, Thin Mints, and Samoas, and then I forget what other the fourth one was. Anyway, we get home. I open up the Tagalongs, and all of a sudden, like within an hour,
gone.
They're gone. I look at my wife. I said, what's going on? She goes, well, Craig, I had one. There are 15 in a box. You do the math. So did I eat 14 of these? Did I house 14 Tagalongs? These are about 90 calories each.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do the math on that. How many calories did I put on yesterday? Suddenly I look like Ben Roethlisberger.
Drake fan is right. Tagalong's not being hired is everything that's wrong with the show. I agree, and I haven't even had one in a long time.
It's not saying anything about the Tagalong.
No,
the Samoa and the Thin Mint are that good. Yeah. I've seen two Girl Scouts. I have 5 boxes of cookies, 2 Thin Mints in the freezer, 2 Samoas in
the pantry.
Lemon one? They got a couple of them.
I like those too.
There's one called lemonade.
There isn't a bad Girl Scout cookie.
Trefoil. That's it.
Are you sure it's not a Do-Si-Do?
No, a Do-Si-Do's the Do-Si-Do's like the cookie with the peanut butter in the middle, and then the cookie on the top.
That's what I'm saying. That's
a tagalong.
That's not a tagalong. No, the tagalong.
You just said it was.
No, I didn't. The tagalong. Take that, and then it's all covered in chocolate all the way around.
You said it was a peanut butter thing covered in chocolate. And I said, oh, that's the tagalong.
No, the tagalong.
Yes. Oh, Pete, you're getting so confused.
Let's go back.
No, we're saying Do-Si-Do now. Yeah, now we're under the Do-Si-Do.
We're talking about.
You told me Tagalong had peanut butter in it, some form of peanut butter.
Tagalongs are in the fridge.
It was a dome. You said it had peanut butter and it was wrapped in chocolate.
That's a Tagalong. But you are into the Do-Si-Dos. More like think of a regular vanilla Oreo cookie with peanut butter in the middle. That's you.
Okay, that's a Do-Si-Do.
Nobody gets those.
What's the lemon one?
They've got lemonade.
Yeah.
They've got.
Let me just go get this real quick.
Now, why don't we just do some research here? Let's pull this up on a computer. Yeah. Anyway, the Girl Scout cookie girls are out and about in force selling cookies.
Let's
meet
the cookies. All right. You've got Lemon Ups and Lemonade.
Okay, Lemon Ups are the ones. I don't think I've ever had the Lemonade.
That's a new one,
lemon
I believe.
Up, I remember.
Sometimes they have different names if you're from the West Coast versus the East
Coast. Yeah, the Do-Si-Do is the two cookies with the peanut butter in the middle of it.
Yeah.
The Tagalongs, peanut butter cookie. Dipped in chocolate.
Right here.
Yeah. And the trefoil is just the shortbread.
Yeah, Tagalongs, you said peanut butter patties, crispy vanilla cookies layered with Peter Pan peanut butter covered with chocolate coating. The Do-Si-Dos is a peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter filling sandwich between crunchy oatmeal cookies.
And I have not had the s'mores cookie yet. Haven't had the s'mores cookie. Yeah. It's enticing. Yeah. I'll be back.
The lemonades is a shortbread cookie with the lemon icing. I love those. The shortbread, that's kind of the traditional plain one.
Chicken Salad is asking, did you see the XFL player that traded a football for a box of Girl Scout cookies in the front row of this? Yeah, I did see that. That did happen, actually. Fact.
Somebody texted in that Girl Scouts should be set up outside medical marijuana dispensaries.
Yeah.
That'd be a steal.
There's also been 48.
Would you want your 10-year-old girl hanging out outside of a marriage?
It's medicinal, Craig.
How about this? There's 48 discontinued Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, they add one every year.
Remember cartwheels? I remember those.
Nope.
Oh, actually, I don't. Sorry. Reduced fat, oatmeal, and cinnamon.
What's the point?
If you're going to have reduced fat cookie, don't eat the cookie.
Dolce Daisies, milk chocolate with a liquid caramel center. Dolce de leche, cookies with milk caramel chips. Those sound nice.
Oh,
golden
nice.
This is bad. Sold in the 19... Golden Yangles. Triangular cheddar crackers sold in the 80s. I don't even remember that.
I can't believe we just got this text.
From Drake Van?
No, from Sparty Scott.
What?
Who cares? Girl Scout cookies are all incredibly overrated, and I wouldn't buy any one of them if it weren't for my family, friends, kids. They all suck. Sparty Scott, let me tell you something.
He has no joy.
You need to go reassess your life choices.
Yeah, yes. Look in the mirror, buddy.
This is not something that's just taste bud driven with you. There's a deep-seated issue inside your loins. You need to get it checked out.
Yeah, get your loins checked out.
Not by me.
Drake Fan says, was in Venice, Florida this past weekend for a Braves game. Girls were selling cookies outside the Daiquiri Deck Bar. They were banking. Oh. No doubt. I wonder how they got permission to sell on the property over there. That's a good heads up.
Yeah, I gotta make a pit stop on the way home.
You can buy some more?
I got to buy some of these s'mores. What I'm hearing on the text line,
yeah.
Reading.
Yeah.
Put the s'mores cookie in the microwave for about 10 seconds. You're welcome. And I feel like I should get a little pint of ice cream and throw it right in there with it. And that will be just the thing to take it over the top. Maybe crumple up some Thin Mints on top of that. Deadly.
Tomorrow's
absolutely deadly.
Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. Go for it. Pile on, man. Mardi Gras, baby. Oh. You know they've got Girl Scout cookie flavored ice cream out there too.
Now. Yeah,
that's the thing. They don't put enough in.
You know what's amazing to me?
It's not the same.
Interesting in this PC driven world. I'm surprised they haven't come up with a sugar free cookie yet, or one that is gluten free.
They have on both.
Oh, they have on both.
Yeah.
Sparty Scott getting hammered on the text line.
Sparty Scott,
particularly by all of our Michigan fans.
That's pretty good.
Sparty fan, what'd you expect? Go blue.
No, he says, ha ha, tell them to start selling chocolate chip cookies and I'll reconsider. They sell chocolate chip cookies. Nobody buys the chocolate chip cookies because you can get other chocolate chip cookies. Actually, and nobody else sells a Thin Mint.
They actually have a caramel chocolate chip. It's gluten-free. That's one that they have now. Gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
They have gluten-free butter cookies.
Oh, Buddy says that the s'mores cookies are $6, not $5. You got to pay a dollar premium on that?
I'll splurge. I got no problem going to the top shelf if it's worth it.
Yeah? All right. Wow.
Still no. Last year, the year before, it made the national news that some girls were selling Girl Scout cookies outside the medical marijuana place in Colorado. Yeah.
You know, every year there's always a story on the news about a guy who robs a Girl Scout cookie stand and takes
really
the money. Every year. There's got to be a special place in hell for those people that
do
that. Unbelievable.
But the for profits, each Girl Scout council operates its own cookie sale. So approximately 70% of the proceeds stay in the local Girl Scout council to support Girl Scouting in that area.
I told you, my daughter was a Girl Scout, and then for a year or two, my mom was like the leader. One year when I lived in Los Angeles, we had to go to the warehouse because all the cookies arrived.
The cookie warehouse?
They all got dropped off, and I had to load my car from bottom to ceiling and take them and store them for two nights in my garage. And my wife gave me a look from hell, as if you even think about snitching, smelling, eating one of these. We're divorced. It's over. Stay out of the garage.
I can't believe you didn't start your own black market. You know, if you had your knowledge of the internet back then as you do now, right? You could make money.
I know.
There's got to be people that do that. I hate to say it.
$8 a box.
There's got to be people that do that. That's some. I'll get a hold of all of these and then. I don't know. Terrible, but true.
Scalped
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, there you go.
Set up shop on the other side of the Publix parking lot.
The backside.
Mint $5, cross it out $4.
Yeah.
Here's a text from Skyline. He said, Sparty fan must have zero taste buds. Frozen Thin Mints were made in heaven.
They were made whatever's above heaven.
They were made
in heaven's heaven.
Can I tell you this? Here's the situation with Thin Mint. Once you open up a sleeve.
Careful.
Once you open up a sleeve of Thin Mints.
Say something bad about my favorite cookie.
No.
The sleeve is gone. You're not just having like two or three. You're going to house the whole sleeve.
Do you put like three in your mouth at once?
I have.
Or do you savor?
Yeah. Usually I like one at a time.
I'm not a huge Thin Mint guy, but I've like you back when I ate the whole, you know, they're tough to, I like two in my mouth at once. Boom.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that either. Come stupid jokes. Two Thin Mints in my mouth. I'm never reading
again.
We can
talk about hand size if we want.
Well, just as long as we stipulate that they were measuring hands at the combine and that Joe Burrow is 9 inches. All right?
He's got tiny hands. Most, I don't know what to tell you
but
guys.
Most Girl Scout cookies taste best when
T-Rex out there playing quarterback.
Don't you freeze all Girl Scout, or at least refrigerate, not freeze them, but refrigerate.
Thin Mints are good frozen. Chris has the system down.
I have the system. Oh. The Thin Mint is the freezer.
Yeah.
The Tagalong, that's the peanut butter cookie covered in chocolate, that goes in the fridge.
That's the one that confuses Pete.
Peanut butter gets way too hard in the freezer.
Yeah, you'll break it
too.
Don't
do it. Yeah. And you can't put the Samoa in any sort of sub-60 cooler because the caramel gets too hard.
And the caramel and the coconut starts
crunchy.
Too,
yeah.
Who was the guy was last year too we much. Had this subject? Didn't he put in his ice machine, in the fridge, put the Thin Mints in the Thin
Those
Mints
were
came
Skittles
up?
Or Reese's Pieces?
They were Reese's.
Oh, Reese's Pieces.
No. They were these small, individually wrapped Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh.
It was Reese's Genius.
That's awesome.
And I almost want to do that still at my house.
By the way, he has not texted a picture today. That's normally his
daily. Well, we're never...
What?
I was going to say, like, he normally sends pictures in of scantily clad women on whatever topic we're talking about.
Wait, is this true from
Barstool? We talked a lot of Girl Scouts.
I would recommend staying
away
from that
today.
We don't
need that one.
Barstool Sleepers, is this true? How come you get 32 Thin Mints and only 15 Tagalongs? They both cost $5.
Because the
wife eats Thin Mints and I get the Tagalongs and I feel gypped.
They're thin.
They're thin and, yeah.
And it's a whole sleeve of them. And two sleeves per box. So you feel like you're getting more, you know, bang for your buck if you get a Thin Mint versus a Tagalong, I think.
But I can eat a box of Thin Mints. I can't do the Tagalongs. I know you did it yesterday. I can't do it. It's too much.
I didn't feel good afterward. Now, if I eat...
Physically or emotionally did you feel...
Yeah, at a high and then a real crash.
Physically? Emotionally, I got no problem.
Greg in the corner with a bucket crying to himself an hour later.
A crying meme.
You hate me.
Now, the Samoas, if I were to eat a whole box of Samoas, those are, on a scale of 1 to 10 of sweetness...
Those are really
sweet.
They're
about a 20... Even I got to pause and at least take a break in between eating the whole box.
That's with the chocolate stripes, the vanilla, coconut, caramel.
Yes.
Because the cookie is a naturally sweet cookie. Then you put the coconut shavings on top of that, the toasted coconut shavings.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is a very sweet cookie.
But the Girl Scout S'mores Graham sandwich cookies, as it should be, with chocolate and marshmallow filling.
The little Quinn has texted, I got a date with a Girl Scout mom.
Woo!
If I agreed to buy 10 boxes, the cookies lasted longer than the relationship. Oh, wow. How about that?
Scott from Lehigh just got done smashing a whole box of Thin Nuts. Herbie Hancock with a vulgar text. They won't read. Very funny, though. Very funny. Now, 2-3. Now, I don't know about this. I'm willing to try anything.
Do you know what you just said?
Thin Nuts.
You said Thin Nuts.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Because Thin Mints with peanut butter. I was thinking peanuts. Thin Mints with peanut butter spread.
Connect the dots in Pete's brain. By the way, Blue Chews, code word Peter.
Promo code Peter.
Yeah. Anyway, Thin Mints with peanut butter spread on it. I don't know how that
You know what
tastes.
I've been doing? Not proud of this. Well, no, I am a little bit proud of this.
Go ahead, get the jar of peanut butter and you're dipping all your cookies in it.
Oreos. Oreos dipped in peanut butter.
With the cream or with
you just take the Oreo out of the pack, two cookies, a little bit of cream in the middle, the regular size. We're not animals here.
Right.
And then you take a big spoonful out of the peanut butter jar because you don't want cookie crumbs in your peanut butter jar.
No.
That'd be bad on a peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You scoop it right on top of the Oreo, pop it in the mouth. One bite, that's the key, one bite, delicious. absolutely delicious. You know how Oreo, you can only have about three or four, though.
You know how Oreos, they got all these different flavors now.
It's gone too far.
I got a box of the dark chocolate.
It's gone too far.
Dark chocolate cream with the two chocolate. It was okay. Mm. But what's this? Okay, there's double stuff, and now there's like mega stuff.
I think
the cream is like an inch thick.
The double stuff, you guys like the double stuff to me, even when I was a kid, just too much. Just leave well enough alone. It's perfect the way it was.
Now, what I'm a big fan of that a lot of people aren't is the double stuff. Some people will say that there's too much cream in the middle, and I don't know how.
That's what he was just saying.
Not even 6 seconds ago.
Yeah, not even six seconds ago. But Chris, I brought this up because they have
You want to go back and play that to that?
I was reading this ridiculous text from Scott from Lehigh. You take spicy Cheez-Its and put the Thin Mint in the middle. It's fantastic.
He should be fired.
That sounds disgusting. That's what I was thinking of.
That's ridiculous.
Spicy Cheez-Its.
Why are you, Cheez-Its and Girl Scout cookies do not go together.
They said they did have one of those. Remember I said in the 80s they had the triangular Cheez-Its that they made. Yeah. Sounds disgusting, but you never know.
239, it's simple. You put the Thin Mints in the freezer, then put a bottle of Absolut in the freezer with them for about 2 hours. Sit on the couch and enjoy life. You're welcome. Well, 239 may have a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, he wants to be Bonita Jim. You will not be Bonita Jim. You will be frozen Thin Mint and Absolut.
Sent with gentle effect.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. Chris, try with the cookie butter from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Wrong, sir. Abolish the single stuff. I think the double stuff and more. I think it's too much.
It's not.
I think it takes away from the cookie.
No, it's not.
But have we ruled on the mega stuff? You like the double stuff. Will you go mega stuff?
I've never gone. I don't even think I've had a mega stuff.
You've
what is
seen
that?
Them,
two double
What's
stuffs together?
Yeah, the white cream is like.
You know what that is? A whoopie pie after that. I mean, how much more can you put in it?
Whoopie pie.
Yeah.
That's a current reference.
Oh, it's not. That's
my wife makes a good whoopie pie.
Does she?
Yeah, they're really good. Little like cake cookies with some icing in the middle.
Yeah,
it's just a delicious, big giant double stuffed Oreo.
Yeah, that's all it is. But it's soft.
Yeah, but it's soft and not crunchy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, all right. I'm sure I've had those.
My wife make whoopie pies all the time.
Stop it right now. she doesn't want to hear that. All right.
Yeah, what we're doing for Girl Scout sales in the greater Southwest Florida area,
we need a commission.
We deserve a cut.
A 10%.
Just throwing that out there right now.
I mean,
Girl Scouts listening, send us a check.
I've never seen a sugar-free Girl Scout cookie, though. I know you said they're out there. I just never seen one.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah, they do have them. They're out there.
Swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Glad you could be with us. Let's see. I got Frozen Thin Mint and Absolut. That's a guy that we just named, right?
Mm.
He said he takes his lunch at 2 p.m. so he can listen to the start of the show. Then he runs to his car at 5 o'clock to catch the rest of the show. Love the fact that we're talking Thin Mints. Thank you very much. Polar Express has opened up two full boxes of, and by boxes, I don't mean boxes. I mean boxes full of boxes.
Cases
of Girl Scout cookies. Chris and I both got hit up over the weekend with the Girl Scouts.
Did you read Kubert's recipe?
Not on
Crescent
the air.
Crescent rolls. It says GS Thin Mints.
Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Spread out the Crescent roll dough. Cut into 8 slices. Wrap 1 to 2 Thin Mints in the dough. Bake at 350 for 10 to 15 minutes. And sprinkle a little powdered sugar. And voila.
Nice. Now, Chris, you bought the fight this weekend. You decided because of our Twin Peaks Twitter poll that you were cheap to. I didn't think you were cheap to ask people to pay money. I just said I wouldn't do it.
But
then you changed your mind and you didn't ask anybody to help pitch in for the fight.
But you said nobody brought booze or food.
But nobody brought anything. That's rude to go to somebody's house and not bring like something as a gift.
So they tell me nobody had cocktails and nobody ate anything at your house for the fight.
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
No.
Not even you.
Some glasses of water. I had just gotten back and I downed a delicious 10-ounce bone-in ribeye. Just
And by the way, guys, help yourself to some water out of the faucet.
With the didn't offer him any of your Girl Scout cookies?
I didn't have the Girl Scout cookies yet. Got the Girl Scout cookies on Sunday at the store. Yeah. Did a Sunday morning run at Publix.
All right. Let's go to the phones. My man Otis, checking in, wants to talk about the phone. We don't have Otis's walk-up music.
No, not yet.
Still in production.
I'm gonna get around to it this week.
It's right. Still in production. My man Otis, what's going on?
Hey Otis.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Good. How was your weekend?
What's happening?
It was pretty good. You know, turned you guys on, and there's some kind of cookie invasion going on.
Yeah, they're delicious, Otis.
But tell me about your poker and boxing night. How'd that go?
You know, I couldn't make it to the Ricky Bobby freaking phrase. I was the first man out, so I wasn't second place.
Yeah,
I bombed. But there's nothing like being around nine guys.
Drinking
whiskey. Three or four of them smoking cigars, and nice. I don't think we watched one undercard. But luckily, the game finished up before the main event.
Wow.
And, you know, we all got to watch it. It was pretty good, you know.
Otis, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I was scrolling back on our text records, and it looks like you texted our golf show over the weekend. I'm just curious, when you chime into the golf show, do they realize what a big deal you are?
Well, the one guy knows, he kind of knows, he listens to you guys.
Jeff.
Maybe it's Rick Church.
Jeff Nixon.
I kind of listen to them to, you know, my brother was a scratch golfer some years back, so I learned to appreciate it and watch it. And
nice.
When I'm watching, it always gave me and him something to talk about. Still does.
Yeah.
And, he brings me up to speed. Like I don't know a lot about Patrick Reed or Rom, but my brother can, you know, blitz me in 10 seconds and bring me up to them and what their weaknesses are.
He's a cheater. That's all you need to know.
I just kind of asked them. They were talking about, you know, JT and Rory. And I just asked them, did they think the winner of the Masters would be a front runner for player of the year, because one of them seems to think Rory, the other one seems to think Justin. And, you know, maybe they'll get it. But, you know,
yeah.
I just think if you win those heavy majors, you should be in the running. I don't know if either one of them will do it, because Rory kind of chokes. Spieth disappears.
Yeah.
You know, and Brooks only plays Koepka. I think Koepka will be the guy if he can deal with whatever little nagging injury he's
right.
got.
Right.
I'm looking for him to do something. You know, Tiger may come to play again. I don't know.
Koepka was right there last year. I believe he finished one back of Tiger and shot a 71 in the opening round.
He was there, but Tiger had enough cushion.
Yep.
And, he played. My brother told me Tiger played smart. He was in the league, made par on 18. You couldn't catch him unless he, you know, double bogey, then they go to.
No, if I remember, Chris, he didn't use driver hole heck of a lot last year, did he? In the Masters, Tiger, I don't believe he did.
He didn't. He played. He played those last holes safe. I can't think of. Molinari was the guy.
Yes, Molinari. Yeah,
Francisco Molinari. Yeah.
16 and 17, he kept going in the water, and then Tiger kind of played around the water.
Yeah, he put it in the water on 12 too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an epidemic. Phenol went in the water. It was like they went back to back to back.
Yes.
And, you know, it was in the cars for Tiger to get him a master. The world was happy. You know, it was pretty cool. And
it was.
Somehow you've managed to make me talk about golf on a Monday.
Yeah. Well, hey, I also want to ask you, did you see that Georgia stole Alabama's weight and conditioning coach?
Scott Cochran.
And that's going to be big.
Huge.
In the SEC.
Dear God, I mean, it wasn't bad enough that I brought you Georgia golf balls. You have to find something, some kind of way to talk about the Bulldogs.
I know. They're always in
the
news.
Well, it's big. It's big because he's actually going to be a coach on the team, and I don't know if he's going to.
Well, he's highly sought after, right? He's a guy that I think Lane Kiffin tried to pilfer him.
Yeah,
you know,
and Jeremy Pruitt. Trying to steal him for years.
Pruitt and Kiffin tried to steal him the last couple of months. You're right.
Well, Pruitt should have stolen because he needs all the help he can get.
No doubt.
Yes. But, Indiana.
You know, back to the I heard you guys talking about the Girl Scout cookies. You know, there was a girl, her dad, and the mom were outside the Publix where I actually bought the Darth Vader Valentine's thing.
Oh.
And she got 25 bucks from me.
Yeah.
And a couple of s'mores, and I don't know, three. The other three were like peanut butter They had peanut butter in them. One of them was like chocolate covered. The other one was like a
tagalong.
Yeah.
I'm not a, I brought them home. I'm going to give them to the girls. My wife's like, those are $5 boxes of cookies. The kids, they're too expensive. Go buy them something from Dollar Tree. I said, I bought these for the kids. I thought, no, she took the cookies, put them in the freezer, hid them because the kids never go in the freezer in the garage. They don't go out there. So I'm like, where the hell are the cookies? I managed to pilfer one box and give them to Eve.
You're so trying to do something nice, and she just banishes them.
Well, does Mrs. Otis like the cookies? Does she eat them?
Yeah, what do you mean? I fucking took them.
She wanted them.
Had nothing to do with the price. There's two s'mores at a time going. They're disappearing. I mean, it's not like she'll keep eating them. She'll eat two.
Yeah.
Hide the box somewhere.
Yeah.
And then later on.
Good cover. Good cover, Otis.
Wow.
All right. Otis, my man, have a great night, man. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow or whenever you get a chance. Thank you, Otis.
Good stuff, Otis.
All right, bud.
Go get a cookie.
Yeah, go get some
and
cookies.
And she's eating the s'mores.
So Joe Burrow just tweeted out.
About his small hands?
Considering retirement, after I was informed the football will be slipping out of my tiny hands. Nice. Please keep me in your thoughts.
That's funny.
But
he has a sense of humor.
That's a good tweet.
It is.
I like
walk right into the Lions' den, you know what people are thinking, and just you address it right off the bat.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
He wanted to talk boxing right there.
Well, he did in the beginning.
No, he didn't. You talked about his poker night, and then he said that his boxing talk was, I'm glad that our poker game got done with before the main fight started.
You know, I did get us off track.
Yeah, you did.
I apologize.
You do that.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do it better than anybody else.
Yeah. I'm not going to fight you on that one.
All right. Coming up, what you got? Oh, I should mention this ahead of time. Today, you know, on a national day, today is Twin Peaks Day. Not necessarily the restaurant, but I mean, I saw it and I tried to click
what
on more information. You know how I do it's National Day, National
No,
Day.
I know that.
Yeah. What? But it showed a picture of two mountains. They were mountains. They were mountains.
Yes.
And they said it's National Twin Peaks Day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to Twin Peaks. They'll be sponsoring our next segment. What you got? But what?
But it's a different Twin Peaks.
I know, but the same name. It's kind of where.
What's
the
emblem of Twin Peaks? When you go there, they have the.
Yeah, they got two mountains on the side of the restaurant.
Yeah, on the marquee.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So let's just ponder that for a moment.
I got you.
What you got next?
Appreciate it.
Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. As I mentioned, it is National Twin Peaks Day. And you can get some 29-degree beer there on top of that. Watch all sorts of basketball tonight, some great college basketball games tonight. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy birthday today, Floyd Mayweather. Simeon Rice, Jeff Garcia, Eddie Murray, Stephen Jobs, if he was still alive,
Murray,
and Phil Knight. Also,
Nike.
Honus Wagner was born on this day in 1874. Quick math, 46 years old.
I got his card at home.
No, you do not. It's worth.
If you had his card at home, you would not be here now. By the way, it is National Trading Card Day. I figured they probably said, oh, let's do Honus Wagner's birthday.
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It's also National Tortilla Chip Day. That sounds good about right now.
Well, you need a dip for the chip.
Sure.
Unless it's the lime-dusted Tostitos. Those are delightful on their own.
Very good. Nice call. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Not a fan.
Because you don't
love Tostitos. Fun. Just not the lime-dusted ones.
Not
don't
surprising.
Do it for me.
They're fantastic.
I know. Anything
you know what? I shouldn't say that.
They're the best.
I don't like them plain.
I would argue they're best plain.
I totally disagree. No, totally disagree. But with
Pete's
certain,
outnumbered.
I don't number anything. Again, 99.3 ESPN Radio. What is the best Girl Scout cookie? Thin Mint, Tagalong, Samoa, other. Over 130 votes. And with a late, lead, comeback. Samoa takes the lead at 40%.
Wow.
Vin Mint, 38%. And Tagalong and other tied at 11%.
Shocking.
And also tonight, going to...
Hit me. What do you got?
Go with Florida State minus 2.5.
Oh!
They blasted Louisville at third place earlier this year. It's a great matchup for Florida State. I think they can win by 3 tonight. I really do.
This
should be a great game, but I love Florida State.
This
tonight.
Is the first time this has happened. I told Craig during the break when you were out of the building, I love Florida State tonight.
Yeah.
Love that pick.
I already got him.
I'm going to go somewhere else for my lock, though, tonight.
Right.
I'm going to go somewhere else for my lock. I'm going to go to the Association.
All right, what do we got?
Philadelphia is in Atlanta. They are a 9-point favorite.
Who's the favorite? Atlanta?
The Sixers.
Yeah.
Really?
Simmons is out, right?
Okay. The Hawks plus 9. That's the play here.
I'm with you.
The Hawks plus 9. The Hawks have just beaten the Heat and the Mavericks in back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the Heat weren't 100%, but this team can score. They can score with anybody.
One guy can score 50.
It's unbelievable. Love Atlanta plus the 9 points. Philly 0-4 against the spread against teams with less than a 400 winning percentage in their last 4. Atlanta 6-2 against the spread in their last 8. Go with the Hawks plus 9.
Cool.
Talked amongst yourselves. I'm still sprinkling some Skittles. Those are two excellent plays tonight by both
Again,
of you.
Again, 17-10-1 on the season, building a little bit of a cushion here. Nice. It feels good.
Woo!
Feels good. Ooh, text line, not happy that Samoa's won. Not happy at all.
There's still time to vote. What a bunch of CRAP. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go make burner Twitter accounts just to make Thin Mint the winner.
All right. Very good. So that's it. Watch some hoops tonight. Back tomorrow for Big Tuesday. It'll be a Red Alert Tuesday.
Red Alert!
Among other things.
Red Alert, Wikipedia.
Chris. For Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman.
Be Theater.
Good night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and God bless America!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.